This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey there, welcome to AfterBuzz Anime Reviews. We're talking about Kakegurui, episodes 7 through 12, and we finish off the madness. Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh my god, the widescreen here. Yes. Oh, and the lights, just like the end theme song. Hey, welcome to AfterBuzz Anime Reviews. Today we're talking about Kakegurui, episodes 7 through 12. We have one of our other panels here. What's
Yay!
Up, Alexis?
I finally made it. Sadly enough for the series, well, not the series finale, but the season one finale. Hi, guys. You guys can find me all over social media at HYS890.
And since you weren't here last week, we did a little bit of what are your top five anime, particular order.
Okay, Full Metal Alchemist, Cowboy Bebop, one of the Gundams I can't think of at the top of my head, Samurai Champloo, and DBZ.
Nice.
Thank you.
Very exciting. And why don't you introduce yourself, Ollie?
I'm just Oliver Drennan.
And not special at all.
No, no, you're special.
Shushala.
No, amazing.
And Yumiko here. I mean, Carrie. My name. You can find me online at Carrie Dillane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. I wanted to dress up for the finale, and I did. And this is my, 10-minute closet cosplay, so.
Very well. Very well.
I tried.
Well done.
And I tried to do the blush, because I saw some awesome cosplays online with that. I'm like, yay, it makes me so happy. Oh. All right, so the end. Second half of the season, we would agree, is a bit different than the first half.
Yeah, yes? Completely different, at least for me.
Yes. Also, I guess real quick, since you weren't here for last week, what are your thoughts on the show? Now it is
okay.
The show.
Okay.
Uh-oh,
okay.
There they go.
Okay. So, when Carrie Lane showed me this anime, I was like, oh, okay, cool. This is, seems like it's going to be some weird demon high school or something like that. And it kind of is, question mark?
Yeah.
So for me, I don't do anything that seems scary, even though its undertone's not supposed to be scary. I'm a person who's very, very gullible and gets nightmares very easily. So seeing, Yumiko's face when she gets really excited, I'm just like, all right, I think I'm done. I'm gonna go watch some, fruit baskets or something. So it was crazy. So the animation kind of freaked me out a little bit,
yes.
But the story for me, I don't know if it's just because it's very one note, because it's just about gambling and that's pretty much it,
mm-hmm.
Which is saying something because we have sports anime that's it's one sport, but you can tell that there's more depth to it. I wanted more from the characters.
It's a fighting show too, same idea.
I mean, true, yeah, exactly. So it was one of those things where I kind of maybe when the second season, when I get to watch that, that maybe it'll be a little bit different with the stories and a little bit more meat. So for me, not something I would probably revisit anytime soon. But the last few episodes, I think the last three episodes really hooked me in. And I was like, well, crap.
Because we did get some backstory.
We did.
I was like, oh, good, because we wanted to know. So episode 7, we'll go back to the beginning of that. We got Midori and Yumiko, and they're back. They're together. We get the backstory on the class president and how Midori lost her eye.
Yeah. Which was...
I saw
self-infliction. She did that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was insane.
Very disturbing.
I wasn't ready for that.
And how Midori, which is interesting, her point of gambling is she wants to feel something.
Which I like that about her character. Mm-hmm. That also adds to her creep factor of her. But I mean, I think that's also what made the fact of the game that they chose so not meaningful, but it made sense for why her character would choose this game.
Yeah.
So I had chills.
And then she has a creepy quote too. She's like, "I want you to rule over everything I have." And you're like, I like that Yumiko.
Who hurt you?
She's like, no.
Yeah, right?
The president hurt. Well, she hurt herself.
Yeah, denied her.
Besides, before this, I'm like, who hurt you?
Yes.
Somebody hug this child. Where's your mama?
And actually, now that we're done, and because we're getting into a sexual part, and then I have a question for you because I asked him last week. And, and I can re-ask you on this too because your thoughts. So with Midori, we get her, essentially, we have females in this show getting off.
I don't
understand. We have no men essentially have that sexual not much sexuality at all in the male's point.
No,
because there's a part where Midori's on the table, and then there's first it's wet, and I'm like, where's that coming from? It's her mouth. But then there's wet on the floor, and I'm like, pretty sure that's
more. Oh yeah, that was just
So, do you
should not
think...
watch this at work.
Not safe for work show, yeah. Guys.
I did not realize that until I was already watching the first half of the season. I was like, oh, this is for home. Okay, my bad, guys.
Yeah, just exit whenever you see Madari on screen.
It was like, it was famously outro, and I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Okay. So, not only do we have female sexuality, but we have a lot of queerness. Now, do you think... Yeah, no, I am super all for it. It's super hot. I like it. But do you think it's done through the male gaze, or do you think it's done...
What a great question.
And a genuine queerness...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Like, honesty. Right? It's complicated.
Yeah, I was like, it's kind of in the middle, where it kind of seems like, because these are all technically strong females who know what they want, which is great, and I like that about this anime, but at the same time, like, I feel like,
because no men are watching and enjoying it, really. Because even Ryota, when he watches it, he's like, oh, this is awkward.
Yeah, and it seems like the entire class, especially when they were, I think when we're further down in the season, when they're on the stage for the show, like, it doesn't seem like anyone's, like, actually, like, being affected by it. They're kind of just like, oh, she's, like, really into it kind of thing. I don't know. It's kind of in the middle, but I really like that you asked that question, because I didn't even think about that. I was just kind of like, okay, fast forward. Just gotta go past this.
Because the sexuality, and let me know what you guys think, like, it's, some of it's to the point of you're uncomfortable, but then you kind of like it, and then you're like, it's...
That's like my entire life.
But then some of it also borders on past consensual, being consensual, because like the class president to marry, like, there's a scene where she's over her. I rewatched early episodes with a friend, and, like, she parts her knees, and I'm like, ooh, that's getting really forward without getting permission. But then it's almost hot, but not, because Mary's not into her.
Yeah.
Because with Mary and Yumiko, though, she's kind of like,
oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
It's constantly teasing.
Yeah.
It's literally a foreplay anime. That's what it is. It's
but it's, you know, you never see anything. You know, you don't see, like,
I don't know,
boobs.
That puddle was enough for me. I was like, girl.
It's always implied, I think. Yeah. And I think, but that's a part of fan service, but I would like to believe definitely that there is some, like, genuine queer elements to it.
I hope so, too.
And it'd be cool to see a guy, like, kind of freak out, just, like some guy. Guy queerness, too.
Well, yeah, of
I would
course,
like to
of
see
course.
That.
Yeah,
we would like to, because we see very few male characters.
Yeah. That's also true.
Is the only one who has a nosebleed, and we know how common nosebleeds are in anime, and Madari's the only one who has a nosebleed.
It's nice seeing a female character get a nosebleed.
Yes.
See, if you watch this anime, Kiss Him Not Me, there's a lot of that from females.
There is another one of that. I'm gonna have to think of it later.
Okay.
But there's one where a girl gets it all the time, because it's actually a boy dressed up as a girl.
Oh.
And then this other character is, like, confused by that as her own identity, and it's super
fun. I love that. Yeah, Kiss Him Not Me is literally just because she's a shipper, so anytime like her ships get together, she's like, that's really funny.
And then in the first one, I like how they reveal the cheating, because it was the mirror.
Super cool.
Because it is a show, and I know you were saying it's not quite your format, but it's interesting, or what are your thoughts? It's the same formula every time. Like, somebody's cheating, but the reveal of how they cheat is the part that you're like, how'd it go down?
and that's what kept me watching the anime, was the fact of seeing how they were able to get an upper hand, but also just Yumiko in general, like, how she's able to deduce this scenario, so... I'm all for it.
But it's almost as if you kind of want something else, because there's always...
Yeah, it's the same thing.
It's always a cheating element. Mm-hmm. You kind of want it to, like, someone not to cheat for a change.
Yeah.
Just because you're constantly expecting some kind of cheating. But I do give props to, like, the writers, whoever came up with the games, and how it's such a stretch some of the cheats are.
Like,
how did you come up with that? That's insane. So sometimes it boggles my mind just watching and listening to, like, how they cheated.
Oh, my gosh, we have the Mary and class president scene in that episode where she's like, nope, I don't want to join student council. And we
get proud of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
We get the breakdown of why the house system. And she's pretty much like, it's an experiment on, like, behavior of people. Now, question for you guys. The way class president explains it, like, fish aquarium scene, if you guys are like, which part? It's either an experiment to see if, like, the bottom feeder people will rise up, join together, and, like, fight back, or is it just more behavior of you going above your station as an individual?
I mean, I thought it was very elaborate, because I would have never put that analogy to what the school system is, or not school system, but the game system is, or class system. But yeah, it was, I don't know, it was very innovative and very, and it definitely broke it down for me much easier than I think of them just explaining it in general.
Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of cool because you think that she's just doing it for fun, but she's actually kind of, this is actually like a social experiment.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's horrible what she's doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hate you so much.
But oh my God, you're a genius.
Exactly. Yeah. So I was like, okay. And plus, I just made me love the animation even more, just the art of the show. Yeah. Because seeing like the fish and the detailed fish, I was like, oh, I know some bottom feeders. Those are Cory cats. Like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, okay. So it was really enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. And then do we think Mary has a sense of justice? Because President goes, yeah, you have a sense of justice. And then Mary's like, no, I don't. I'm like, yeah, you are. You're fighting against the system and you don't believe in it. So I don't think she wants to admit it.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah. She'll get there.
So then we get episode 8. We get Yume Mite, our idol, which I highly recommend. There's a documentary on Netflix called Tokyo Idols, and, like, this legit is what it is like.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys are like, no, really, the guy, it's majority men who show up to the concerts.
Yep.
They're super into it. They're all old enough to be the girl's dad.
So creepy.
And they like, border on creepy to, like, obsessed.
Yeah.
So if you guys are wondering if that's like legit, go watch Tokyo Idols.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have the president like leaving for a week, which we never really get the full breakdown on what that is. So season two, tell me more.
Yeah, well, I mean, was it just because she was trying to deal with the family affair stuff?
Yeah.
Supposedly.
But she kind of shut them down later.
Yeah. So you don't really, I don't know.
I don't think you get enough.
Yeah.
And then we have the another cultural thing. Did you guys notice when we have the, I think it's Manyuta, the only male on the student council.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes
up
to Sayaka, who's kind of like the secretary class, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
He does a, have you heard kabedon? You should know this.
It sounds familiar.
Oh, okay. So it's a term called kabedon, and it's the hand up against the wall.
Yes. Okay, that's what I mean. I was like, what?
Oh, is this is this a reoccurring thing in anime? Like,
yes, it happens all the time. So kabe means
wall. Happens in dramas, too.
Don is like the thud sound.
Yeah.
And it's so many dramas. It's generally relationship things.
Yeah.
It's only hot when the girl likes it back, or guy likes it back.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's very creepy rapey, because it's the I am boxing you in.
Yeah, you know, like when you see, like mostly parodies and stuff, where you'll see, like, a guy come up to a girl, and he'll, like, put his hand up against the wall.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. But then most of the time it's just like, oh, don't hurt her.
Wait, yeah. It has a name?
Yeah.
The action of doing that has a name.
Yes. Yeah. Anime Expo, you could choose that as a photo.
Yeah. And it's kind of great.
Yeah. I did it. I've done it
to like other, like my girlfriends and stuff, and it's just really funny to watch.
Yes.
It's but it's consensual.
It's that common that it has a name. Yes.
I love it.
Anthony.
And random one of our Midari being crazy, I like that she defended Yumiko and then like got aroused when she was like, no, she's really a great player. And it's I need to go to the bathroom. Go masturbate.
Oh, yeah.
Excuse me. I'll be right back.
But that's what I like. You're seeing, like, in this episode that we're talking about right now, I like seeing, like, there's, like, division within the council.
Yeah.
Not everyone's against Yumiko. Everyone kind of has, like, their hidden agendas. And, like, not everyone's on the same team.
Which I'm happy that that's finally, that was finally happening. Because at one point I was like, okay. We get it. Let's we're not even going to change at all.
Yeah.
Like,
the first couple episodes, you think like, okay, it's going to just be like her taking down each and every single one of the student council because they're all evil. Yeah. But it's cool to see like different dimensions to each member of the council.
Yeah, I agree.
We get Itsuki coming back, and I'm old nail girl, like wants to kind of join their team and help out. Which later her nail thing that happens. Did you guys like
cringe?
I had to fast forward because I was like, I'm gonna throw up.
What did you all think? Leave comments down below. I thought that was so disturbing. I think I threw my arms up of like, no, fingernail things gross me out.
I can't.
Yeah.
Why?
And then there's an interesting kind of rumor that she kind of brings up that like to the rest of the students, like Yumiko is like the champion. Like all the underling house pets are like,
you're
fighting back.
Sorry.
Yeah. The fans. We get the thing that she's really disgusted by her fans.
Because she acts like she's totally two-faced. Totally two-faced.
Which, like, I feel like it works for her character. The fact that she's like this, oh my God, bling bling, you know, kind of like person. And then, like, deep down, she's like, oh, I hate everyone.
She's the anime Ariana Grande.
Yeah. That's so true.
I love the shot of her where she has, like, the starry eye. Yes. And then she has, like, the serious. That was, like, my favorite part.
Whoa.
And then their gamble, like, what Yumiko would lose is you become an idol and you're like,
That's not really okay.
But you like their name, the Dreaming Creaming Sisters.
Yeah, I was like, I'm done. I literally like took my headphones off and walked away. And I was on my lunch break, so I was like on my phone, yeah, like, trying to hide and see. Like, and people were just like, "What happened?" I was like, "Can't talk about it. One, it's not safe for work. Two, this anime's driving me crazy."
I forgot about their name.
Yes,
oh, it makes me so angry. Yeah. But I will say, I think it's this episode. The animation of them actually performing at the very end.
Loved
super
it!
Cute.
That's for the
cool. Like, that rotoscope was everything. Was that this episode or next episode?
Later.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember which episode
it was.
Yeah,
the next one.
That was really cute.
I loved it.
So super cute.
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I know. Is this jumping ahead? Well, when they were battling, you know.
Yeah.
It was like you wanted to hear them sing.
Like, I know, me too! I was super bummed. Yeah, so that's next. But, I was like, next episode, they have it. I'm like, anything?
That was so cool. I loved it.
I like that Yumiko calls her out right away about the fans. You're like, thank you. She dreams of getting an Academy Award.
I mean,
really?
I mean,
because of luck.
Yeah.
Not skill, not talent, not just work, but luck.
How would that work?
Yes. No.
Good luck with that.
Exactly.
And then do we all like that it's Runa, the little girl, creating chaos?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right? She actually creeps me out, though. Like, I'm like, how old are you? Why are you here?
Yes.
Where's your mother?
Yes. And how her voice is like, cutesy wootsy, and then she's like, I'm gonna get fucking serious with you.
Yeah, and you're like, whoa!
Ah, run!
I was like, I'm done.
Yeah, that leads us. Actually, these episodes are really like next.
Yeah.
Compared to like 1 through 5, they're a little bit more like.
And I think that's why it took me so long to get through it. I was just like, oh my god, I feel like it's just nails on a chalkboard. It's taking forever. Just kill me now.
Yeah.
These last, like pretty much this last set of episodes were like one right after the other. It was nice.
Yeah, we get the idol game with tic-tac-toe, which, did you all notice it was a serpent as Yumiko's thing?
Yeah.
In episode one, President goes, I have a serpent in my garden.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool.
So, I like callback.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was glad we hear a tiny bit of scene, because at first, I was like, what the heck? The birthday guest, that was a fun twist. Did you guys like that? Of like, you need a guess the birthday month in your quiz. And then she's like, 9 or 6.
Yeah,
was... And it ended up being Mary, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, and she was just like, come on!
And she's so upset.
And then actually, kind of more on gambling, I like Yumiko, and what do you guys think of this line? She goes, the absurdity of being helpless to do anything of your own will. So you pretty much have no... Like, gambling is being completely helpless and not having your own will, but that's like the essence and why they enjoy it.
Yeah, I think that was actually like the best depiction of why gambling addicts exist, of the fact that it's, you don't really have control, and I think that's what makes it so euphoric. Is that the correct term?
You can say,
like,
it.
You know what I mean? Like, it just gives you a high because of the fact of just like, oh my god.
Yeah, it's almost like sexual because like being submissive in sex, you know? Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I liked that there was a lot of sexual undertones in this, but there were other times I'm like, okay.
So everything's making sense now. Yeah. We're talking
it's
about
always
it.
In the last few episodes, I'm like, why do you do this to me? I loved it.
We do gotta love those J-pop outfits they wore. They were super adorbs. Awesome. Idol outfits.
Her extensions.
Yes.
Or I guess her extensions. Because her hair length changes so much that I was like, I don't know what's happening with your hair.
Sometimes it's flat. Sometimes it's very voluminous.
Yeah. I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, they have those. And then, how do we like that twist that for you, Mamie, speaking the truth was better than the fans? We still love it!
Yeah. I was like, oh.
But
okay,
but that totally speaks of like crazy stands on like online.
Yeah,
just people who like, I'm a fan of, you know, for Gaga, for existence, but I know she's not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to agree with everything, but there are stands out there in this world, in this day of age, that like, well, nothing is wrong with their idol. Like, they will die for their idol. Yeah. So it speaks very true of real life fans.
And I liked that. Like, I liked that it wasn't just that the stans just immediately were like, oh, you're the worst human being ever, which would have been like interesting to see how she would react to that. But I also liked that it did show how crazy fans are, and they're like, well, I still love you even though you're a terrible human being. Yay!
And you hate us.
It's okay, we don't expect you to love us back.
we're just watching admiring from afar.
And then this one leads right into 10, which 10, I have very less notes. I'm like, then it kind of like got quicker.
That episode went by quick for me.
Yeah.
I wasn't really paying attention.
They kind of start to blend. After the idol episode,
Yeah, that was a lot.
Yeah. Kayade, I want to say it's like Kayade Manyuda, the one dude.
Yeah, the one dude, yeah.
So they get the challenge, and she pulls the, like, challenge card, like, the necklace, which I think I have a picture of that where she's kind of holding it, which I thought she was going to save that for class president, and I like that everyone was like, what?
I'm glad that she did that because I feel like the class president was going to challenge her anyway. Right. So she didn't even need it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's when we have the Kirari, which her name's hard to say too. You're like, head of the families, which they kind of look like, I couldn't tell what it was. I actually thought, okay, so I was same boat. I was hoping this was more supernatural.
Yeah, same.
I was like, ugh.
Especially because, like, the intros and the eyes, and it looked like at one point, like, when she smiles, you might see, like, little fangs, and I was like, okay, so when I first watched this, like, the first two episodes, I was like, okay, she's clearly possessed, or she's an actual demon who's winning all these games, and she's going to just turn the school upside down. No, she's just a horny teenager who loves the gamble. Good for you, girl.
So did they look like altars? I first thought when she was talking to the family things, it was like urns.
I didn't even think about that.
So I was like, oh, they're all dead. She's talking to the dead. I figured they're out there speakers after looking at them. But at first I'm like, oh, they're all dead. And she could talk to the dead people and family.
I mean, it would explain a lot of things.
And it was so cool.
This is why I want there to be some kind of supernatural. Some kind of paranormal aspect to it. Maybe season two. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the manga. I've never read it.
Yeah, I've never read it.
I haven't read the manga.
But even the cover of the manga, if you look it up, like, she looks like a demon. So I'm always like, so it's a supernatural. No? Okay.
Yeah. What do you guys think? Do you want it to be supernatural or not? Leave comments. Then we have when he's competing with her and he's just, like, being such a dick about it.
Oh, my God, he's awful.
He's very cookie cutter. Like, some of the characters are very cookie cutter. We've seen that, his character, all the time.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I love him, like, I'm learning that, like, he's learning. She's like, no, really, she's just a gambler.
She's crazy. Anything special about his deduction. He's like, oh, she really, she has a problem. Okay, great.
then we get the new game, The Choice Poker, which seems like a pretty straightforward game of poker.
But it works for his character because he's a very straightforward guy. So it was like, all right, I'll just let this play.
Yeah. and then we get Itsuki back, and it's like, well, you're my friend, so you're going to loan me money, right?
Oh, my God.
That hurt. That hurt my soul. Yeah. I was like, what?
I can't stop thinking about it.
It's just...
And, like, the thought of...
No.
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 Later on, jumping ahead, she had, like, the bandages.
Yeah, and they look like painted nails.
I know, because my Netflix jumped, and so I was like, wait, what? I was so confused, and I went back. I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have gone back.
Quick question. Did you watch sub or dub?
Both.
Okay, cool.
I like to look at both to see what if it changes feeling in, like, in situations and stuff.
How do you feel with this one?
I like the dub better.
Okay.
To be honest.
Yeah. Oh. I didn't really have problems because I watched the English dub and, like, I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't think the acting was horrible.
No, I didn't. I mean, besides, like, the child character in... but the little...
Yeah,
It's hit and miss, but I like Yumiko's voice in Japanese than I do in English.
Okay.
Wait, real quick, Alexis, how'd you go about that? Did you watch the whole season in one, then in the other, or was it like one
episode? I watched the first few episodes in Japanese, and if I was like, okay, I'm tired of this, I'll switch it. But most of the time, I usually like to watch it twice because we're reviewing it.
Yeah.
So that's how I usually do it. If I decide, like, okay, I'm just going to watch this for fun, I'll usually watch the dub first because I like to support a lot of my friends who are also voice actors. Mm-hmm. So I'll watch it first. And then after I've watched the full season, I'll go, okay, I'm going to watch it again in subs.
Yeah.
Just because I want to see what the difference is.
Sure.
Yeah. So no, that's cool. Mostly how my anime watching goes. And it's usually like, oh, I've been on this anime for 6 months.
I notice it, this anime, and people kind of called out on it. It does... it's not a perfect sub. There are moments where you're like, that's not what they said. But we all watch anime enough that you go, you follow enough.
Yeah. And I'm actually taking classes to learn Japanese, so I'm picking up on some of it. Yeah, and I'm trying. But I definitely like the dub just because it felt different in that one. In the sub, it felt like I was like, okay, all right. Just kind of like, get there, especially when it's like...
When they're explaining the games. It's kind of like, you want to, like, it's like, wait, I need to read that again.
Yeah.
You kind of want to be, like, fed.
Ooh, especially, too, when they talk about money, you go,
what?
You lost
me. I was like, I don't know how much you're actually talking about. Yeah. And also, especially during that, the scene with the roulette game, that one was really tough because she was like, not screaming, but of course she's like going through all the motions. So in English, obviously it's like a little bit of screaming, but not really. And then in Japanese, it's like, she's like full on yelling at you. I was like, I can't do this. This is too intense. You're getting aroused and you're yelling at me. This is too much.
Nice. Then we get into episode 11, which we covered a little bit, but I do like that Itsuko is another, oh, she's another girl fighting back against the system. Mm-hmm. First time Mary doing it, and then we had, I'm blanking her name now, the one who had the short hair. Who got her hair cut off.
Memari? What was that her name? Umari or something.
I'm trying to look it up.
I've been pretty good on everybody's names, but that one I was like, darn.
She had the little...
The little bobby clip. Yeah. I mean, she's in one episode. But her, she kind of fights back.
I have it here.
Hers is a TSU, right?
Oh, maybe it is a TSU. Because I'm looking at...
I don't know why I keep saying Sumari or something.
Well, it'd be like two. TSU is like two. That's how you say it. Yeah. Anyway, then we have Itsuki doing it, and I was like, I love that the show has so many female characters. Like, this is your role, and they go, I'm gonna fight back.
Yeah, and it's cool because like she's another character, kind of like Mary. She was on a pedestal. You know, she comes from a rich family, and now she has to rise back up. And it's like I was kind of wondering, okay, is she really doing this to help them, or is she ever have her own hidden agenda? So this is why I think this show is really interesting because you never know who's on whose side,
right?
So confusing.
But she seemed like she was there for to help the.
I think she was. Yeah, I think she. Turned around.
I think a lot of people turned around towards the end of this season, to be honest.
It's been interesting because they're not like one note. Most of the interesting characters aren't one note.
Yeah, the ones that have completely helped out, I feel like they've become not one note in this
the Ryota's stayed the same.
Well,
but he's our constant.
Yeah.
And a good constant.
Well, at the end, he kind of had like a.
That's true. That is true.
So he had his moment.
Yeah.
That moment was actually pretty freaking good.
It was good.
I was pretty proud of him. I was like, get it, buddy.
Oh, and I like that it got her off. So
it got everybody off.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
We do have a picture, and I thought it was kind of cool because it looks just like the manga. But we find out that the vice president who's been standing there is surprised the president. And I'm like,
I was not expecting that twist.
Me neither.
I was like, whoa, all right.
But it's not her the whole time. But
no, it's just this one moment. Yeah.
But like, as Sayaka says, how long has she been here?
Yeah.
So good question.
That was so cool.
Then we have Manuta loses, and he's like, three jacks? And he's like totally like broken by it.
Yeah, and even when his glasses break, I was like, oh my god, this poor
and
boy.
His hair.
Yeah, that was a lot.
Turns white.
Yeah. I was like, whoa, you are way stressed.
Yeah. I love how the most dramatic character is a boy.
It is a boy. Yeah. He's so happy. Like,
rush to the hospital.
I know. Like, to like cover him up. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Relax.
Then it ends when we have Yumiko and the president sitting, class president sitting down, and they're like, pretty much they want to risk everything on a gamble, and it's kind of this little sexy chat, and then Runa's kind of like, yeah, you guys be yourself, I'll be your witness, as in like marriage. And I was like, yes, this is so
like,
adorable.
Is this happening? Is this the show turning it around for me? Because oh my god, I'm down for this town.
Yes. Then we're at the episode 12, and then they have the Itsuki and Mary. They're like, we're gonna help you by cheating.
I know, which I was like, okay. No. I mean, why not?
And then Yumiko's like, there's no need for impurities.
I was like, like
all
yourself?
All right, fine. Yes.
What?
And then I do like that both the class president and Yumiko are like, it's a wondrous feast dangling before me. You're like, okay, all right, ladies.
That kind of explains, that line kind of explains the opening credits. Because how it was like,
yes.
So that's interesting.
Yeah, I caught that real quick.
Music real quick. I think there are times where it's too loud and other times where I totally don't mind. Like it's over dramatic and then you're like, never mind, I'm okay.
I didn't even notice that.
Okay. I didn't either.
No, it's fine. I think that's great. I didn't even notice.
There's one melody that played a lot and I got excited every time that played. And it didn't play long enough because it sounded like the movie Hackers to me. And I'm like, I love this music. And then it'd be like new melody. But
I need to rewatch it again.
I need to pay more attention to music, maybe. I think maybe.
I'd be curious. Oh, here you go. You might notice it. I wonder if you notice one versus the other, because if you're reading it, you're definitely hearing it because you're not paying attention to how you hear the words. But then again, if you're listening to the words, loud music is, I hate that because then I'm like,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's a good point.
Because I'll watch English with subs too, by the way, because I'm like, what did they say?
Yeah, because sometimes it's just too much.
All right, then they have Runa's going to referee. The loser got to leave the school. And we have
I did not understand this tarot game. I was very confused. Was it just me?
No, I'm in the same boat.
I didn't understand.
Tarot, Cards of Fate.
A lot of the games I was
confused. I mean, I was on board with some of them. Like, I was like, okay, I can understand at least a little bit.
But this tarot game really messed me up. I was like, what's happening? I don't understand.
Numbers on top, numbers at you, you gain points. Numbers other way, you lose points.
Right.
And then, but I didn't, like, after that, it got a little foggy for me.
Yeah, I was like, but, are you just cutting corners
now? Oh, and then different people picked it. That's what I thought was weird.
I was like, why are you involving more people? I don't understand.
Yeah. Then, yeah, they draw all the different people.
Right.
And, oh, then they talk, it was interesting where they talk about fate and fatalism. They're like, okay, are events predetermined and fate? Like, how do they define it?
Mm-hmm.
So, what are you guys believers in fate?
That's like, I don't know.
Right? That's a
weird, yeah.
Growing up, I believed in fate, but sometimes I feel like you have to create your own fate.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. That is, like, the best way to put it. Yeah.
Agreed.
Nothing's set in stone.
Yes.
I think.
Yes. Yeah. Because then that would be boring.
Because no one wants to be just like I am a dreamer for sure, but I want to make my dreams.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I want to make my dreams. Yeah. I don't want to just wait for them to happen. Yes. And like, oh, it'll happen.
Yeah, I can't do that. I can't sit still and just let the dream fester. I need to actually work on them. Yeah.
And I like that they discuss it, though, in the show. Because gambling, the idea is if it's fate, if you're going to win or not, then how much of a gamble is it? You know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. True.
Mm.
Yeah.
So the very end, we get the council's been dissolved. Class president's like, nope, we're dissolving it. But we get this weird phone call with Runa. Mm-hmm. And we're like, who is she calling? At first, I'm like, is that the class president nude? Nude? And it's like, no, it's Ririka Momombani, who I think looks like class president's like sister.
Yeah.
Because they look the same.
I definitely thought it was the class president. So, I didn't even realize that it was a different person.
Well,
I
she calls her something down. Else. Yeah.
Yeah. So they're probably related.
But I wonder if that's the vice president. Because the vice president actually...
No, that's totally the vice president. Yeah. Because finally, that was supposed to be like the big shocker. Switch.
Yeah.
But they look very similar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
but they can totally,
what do you guys think?
They could totally switch whenever they want.
Oh, that'd be crazy if that's what they did all season, was they just kept switching randomly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Find out, sister.
We didn't talk about what's his face's moment where he like. Well, no, I guess we did. We talked about how he turned everybody on because he was like, "I'm going to take over.
I'm going to choose the fate." Like,
okay,
now.
Okay.
Yes.
Yumiko. Yes. She had a wonderful.
Yeah, she was like, "Whoa!"
Her hair just grew.
I was so
yes,
crazy.
And she
I just love it. Like her hair is kind of like her version of like a boner. Sometimes when she gets excited, her hair grows, and I'm like,
"Hair boner,
stop it."
Well, and then they have the droplets everywhere, and she's like,
And I was like, okay, I'm done.
Yes. Any other thoughts before we do some quick news announcements?
Ready for season 2.
Yeah.
Yes.
I need to prepare myself, though, if I'm going to watch season 2.
Right? All right, so guys, we do have some anime news. We'll go through these kind of quick. Funimation announced that My Hero Academia season 3 Woo! Is going to come out Saturday, April 7th. So it will air simultaneously on the same day and date as a Japanese TV broadcast in simuldub on Funimation Now in the US, Canada, UK, Ireland, New Zealand, and Australia. And subtitled simulcast on Hulu and Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. So all 25 episodes of My Hero Academia Season 3 will stream in simuldub on Funimation Now and subtitled simulcast on Hulu and Crunchyroll. And you can watch past seasons on Crunchyroll and Hulu. Also, ahead of the new season coming out, Funimation is releasing season 2 part 1 on home video on Tuesday, April 3rd. Season 2 part 1 will be available as Blu-ray and DVD combo or Blu-ray DVD. All those details. So, yay for My Hero Academia.
Woo-hoo.
Quick news on that then. Aniplex, there's a game turned anime series called Grand Blue Fantasy and the animation is going to be released on Blu-ray in 2 volumes in 2018. So this one doesn't quite have a specific date. Blu-ray exclusive illustration cards, deluxe booklet containing collection of characters, prop, and background art. I love it when they have all that extra stuff in those. It's exciting. Where to go? Pre-orders start today with Volume 1 available on May 15th, 2018. Volume 2, July 17th.
Looks super cute.
Yeah, we don't have time to do descriptions. So if you guys are interested, go look them up. and then Aramanga Sensei is going to be coming out. I like the animation on that. That looks really cute. Blu-ray release, our must-have item for dedicated Aramanga Sensei fans. Blu-ray box adorned with illustrations by character designer and case featuring special illustrated artwork. Pre-orders are available today, and Blu-ray Volume 1 coming out June 12th and Volume 2 August 14th.
Sweet. That's my birthday.
yay!
Thank you.
Orihime and Orihime 2 will be coming to Blu-ray for the first time. Both seasons of beloved fan favorite sibling romantic comedy were released in 2 Blu-ray box sets this year, giving fans the first chance to own the complete series on Blu-ray. Yes. Orihime 1 will be released May 29th, 2018. Orihime 2 will be August 21st, 2018. Pre-orders begin March 2nd.
Sweet.
And then some of you guys might have known of this weird little thing called Homestuck. And I only say weird because I never understood. I've never heard, but you also probably seen cosplays of it. It's all the people in gray with the horns and stuff. And you're like, what?
Massive
crowd. So many.
Yes. Book 1, Act 1, and Act 2 are going to be, it's going to be a book format on, is going to be available on April 13th. The webcomic will release as a series of deluxe hardcover full color editions that each feature new cover art and commentary by series creator Andrew, I want to say it's, I'm not sure.
Andrew Hussey?
I'm gonna say Hussey. I didn't want to say Hussey. I'm gonna say Hussey. Yeah. So that looks really kind of fun. And then last little bit of news for Yu-Gi-Oh! Fans. Yu-Gi-Oh! The movie is coming to hundreds of select theaters nationwide Sunday, March 11th at 12:55 p.m. Monday, March 12th at 7. I know, throwback, but it's coming to theaters. So if you can look at fathomevents.com or participate in Box Office Theaters. All right. And the other thing, so you were talking about learning Japanese. You get to learn a little Japanese on this show, too, because we do our word of the day.
Yay!
So they talked about it in the episode, so we'll just do an easy one of yume means dream.
Yume. Oh, cool.
That was so that's a good one for this. We talked about
dream. And we talked about dream. Yay!
Oh, that's really awesome.
Yume. And then pseudo breakdown, I don't know if you're quite there yet, but in Japanese language, you can write it in romaji, which is like English letters.
Yeah.
It's just spelled Y-U-M-E.
Yeah.
So there you guys know. So yume means dream. Thank you so much for watching our breakdown of Kakegurui episodes 1 through 12. We are going to powwow because we're having some interesting debates on what we'll be covering next, but stay tuned because there's just so much great anime out there. Please leave comments down below. What other anime shows are you interested in? What do you want us to cover? And where can you reach out to us, guys, so that people can talk to us more about anime and what we should talk about?
Guys, you can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Check me out on the America's Next Top Model After Show on AfterBuzz TV, and also Horror Movie News with Carrie as well on in the Popcorn Talk Network on Tuesdays as well.
I'm Alexis Torres. You guys can find me all over social media at atorres890. We have the Lethal Weapon after show at 8 tonight. We're Voltron's back, so definitely check those out on Mondays. And I just did a really cool show on Geek & Sundry that should be coming out in a month. You should go check it out.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to rate, like, and subscribe. Give that a thumbs up. And go follow us on Twitter at ABTVAnime. So that's AfterBuzz TV Anime. My name is Carrie Lane. You can follow me online at Carrie D. Lane. That's K-A-R-I-D-L-A-N-E. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you're enjoying anime as much as we are. It's such, like, so fun to talk at anime shows and, like, let's dig in it. So stay tuned for next week. We'll be here same time, 6 p.m. Tuesdays, and we'll cover more anime for you. See you next time. Sayonara.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.